A dog has died on the Yukon Quest. Rookie musher Terry Williams of Fairbanks scratched from the race yesterday after an 8-year-old male dog suddenly died. The dog reportedly expired while running in harness about 2 hours before the CarMax checkpoint late Wednesday afternoon. Yukon Quest head veterinarian Kathleen McGill says the dog's heart failed.
It appears to be cardiac. And to be a silent cardiac disease, not one we picked up. There was no heart murmur. All of the vet checks along the way indicated a healthy dog, eating well, well-fleshed, well-muscled, no vomiting, didn't wobble, simply went down in the traces and died very quickly.
McGill says this type of heart condition is very rare and likely genetic. She likened it to congenital heart problems that often go undetected in humans and have resulted in the sudden death of athletes. McGill says there's no indication Williams did anything to contribute to the dog's death.
He was not pushing the team. He was doing everything right, and the dogs were well fed and had been fed at appropriate intervals and so forth and so on. So there was no problem there.
McGill says results of a necropsy performed on the dog early this morning will be reviewed by a pathologist. A report that will provide more detailed and conclusive information should be available in a couple of weeks. Race Marshal Hans Ottley expressed remorse and sympathy on behalf of the Yukon Quest organization.
It's a very traumatic event for all of us, and it's been very hard on the marshal in particular, Terry Williams. I think he is very much attached to his dog team, and that's why he scratched. He didn't feel that he could continue in the race.
Ottley describes Williams as very caring, who was observed taking excellent care of his dogs throughout the race.